Good day, I'm John Sleggers. Saturday isn't the last day of the Plymouth County Fair, but it is the busiest. The Swine Show is the biggest judging event of the day out at the Livestock Arena. There's also an open draft horse and mule show in the morning out at the Horse Arena. At noon, there's a cornhole tournament on the south end of the open class building. The Life Skills Quilt Auction takes place at 2 p.m. at Century Hall, and tonight at the grandstand is a tractor pull starting at 6 p.m. The lower level of the Round Barn on Plymouth County Fairgrounds features a unique toy display. Jim DeBoer of Orange City says he started making farm toys at a young age.
Well, actually, I kind of started making them when I was about 12 years old already. But these models since about the mid-70s, but everything has got moving parts.
DeBoer, who's 94 years young, says that many can't believe that his toys are made mainly out of wood.
I don't know if I should say that or not, but man and his wife was looking at him one time, and I didn't have any tractors on the top shelf. Uh-huh. I had the sign up there, and the guy finally says, they must have took some wood tractors away because some other ones sure aren't wood.
The Round Barn sets the theme at the fair each year. This year it's Oinkin' Round the Barn, a salute to swine production in Plymouth County. The Plymouth County Fair Board asked to think ahead to bring fresh ideas to reality at the fair each year. Chairman Lauren Schnepp says the fair board's thinking ahead for future needs at the fair.
We have what we call kind of a visionary committee. It's a committee of some of us that have been on here for quite a few years, and we try to list things that we think would improve the fair, and it might take 5 years to get this all done. It's just something. Future improvements, I guess, would be a good thing to call that.
The fair board is comprised of a solid core of volunteers.
Yes, there's 28 of us, and we've got a very good group of people that if they see something that needs to be done, they just take care of it. Find somebody to help them if they need help, and we're all volunteers. There's not one paid person in this organization.
Schnepp says the payback for all the fair planning comes when the gates open each day.
Saturday night's always the big night, and you look down here and you can't hardly walk because there's so many people, and what a great feeling. People must appreciate what we're providing for them because they do come.
When do you start working on next year's fair?
Probably Monday afternoon.
The fair closes Sunday with a full day of activity, an open horse show, two worship services, the Bill Riley Talent Search, a pet show, Pride of Iowa judging, and the fair auction at Pioneer Village are all slated. A fire caused major damage at the site of Rembrandt Enterprises, an egg production facility north of Storm Lake, Thursday night. A total of 14 fire departments from four counties, as well as other agencies, responded to the scene near the town of Rembrandt. The first call was received at 6:18 p.m., and the fire was put out around 3 hours later. Fire crews stayed on the scene for the next couple of hours, dealing with hot spots and debris. Two facilities were destroyed, according to the Buena Vista County Emergency Management Coordinator. There were no injuries. The cause of the fire has not been determined. U.S. Senator Joni Ernst says it is just a matter of time before the USS Sioux City and the other littoral combat ships in its class are decommissioned. Ernst, a Republican from Red Oak, serves on the Senate Armed Services Committee and says the Navy would mothball the ships.
The Navy knew this was going to happen. The Navy did not want the littoral combat ship. They did not want to build them. Yet they went ahead. They didn't have a need for them.
The littoral combat ships were supposed to be smaller and faster and serve as anti-submarine and mine ships, but they proved to have several issues and were expensive to maintain. Senator Ernst is not happy the Navy allowed the people of Sioux City to spend thousands of dollars to help fund the commissioning of their namesake ship.
They put the community of Sioux City through this. Gosh, the citizens there, the donors, everybody put all of this money up, and the pride and heritage that goes with the city of Sioux City. And we dedicated all of that towards the ship, and the Navy knew full well that they would not be able to use the ship in the future.
The USS Sioux City was commissioned at Annapolis, Maryland on November 17 of 2018. Ernst says a lot of money has been wasted on these ships. That's KLEM News. I'm John Sleggers.